Good morning, you guys. Welcome to Sophisticated Ignorance. I hope you guys had a nice weekend. And we were threatened, where I stayed, we were threatened with our coast was threatened with the effects from Hurricane Florence, and thankfully it didn't get bad at all. We just got a lot of rain. So I hope everybody that's out there listening, you know, I hope everybody's good, everybody's family's good. Hope everyone's pets is good. I just pray everything is good with everybody. So what I want to talk to you guys about today is, like, what do you think is the limit, the cap space on an unhealthy relationship? Like, what do you think is the breaking factor? Or, like, when do you know that the relationship is unhealthy? Like, because sometimes motherfuckers will just be in a relationship and, like, you know what's best for you. And it's crazy because you know what's best for you because that shit is in your body. Your body is telling you. Your body is drawing that energy from the universe. It's, you know, and we ignore it. So when you start feeling these way, it's a gut feeling. I don't want to say that because that sounds cliche as fuck, but it's a gut feeling. It's like, it's nothing that's right about the fucking situation. But I don't know if you do it out of boredom. You know, you make everything, you persist with shit. Because I did shit like that. Like, I wasn't even feeling a motherfucker. I just go and keep making up. You know what I'm saying? Just to be like, cool. You know what I'm saying? I got this motherfucker to talk to. I do got a little bit of feelings for her. And just to be, you know, that's just some human shit to do. That's what motherfuckers do. But after reading all the IG posts and stuff, it's like, when do you... And I understand everybody has their own breaking point. Everybody got their own point where they're like, yo, I'm not dealing with the shit. Because really, like, stuff like that, it takes a fate. Like, it can fuck with your body. Like, it's not only a mental thing. People think that, oh, when they're in a relationship, it's mental. It's mental, but it's physical also, because that shit, whatever is going on in your mental, it trickles down. So if it's a stress thing, you know, that's a part, your whole being, you know, could take a hit from that. So my whole thing is like, when is like, how do you, okay, would you leave if a motherfucker hit you? Disrespect you, like, hitting is a form of disrespect, but like verbal abuse, niggas not paying bills, if you know, if you guys are living together or whatever, I want you guys to hit me back on this, because I'm gonna have to start getting some fucking guests, because I'm tired of talking to myself on the shit, you know what I'm saying? But word is fucking bond. Like, I would hope everyone is out there, especially the women. I want you guys to, like, really dig deep and just, like, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to be, like, just being with a motherfucker just to be with them. Like, because you will have to so much fucking pain and shit. You have to internalize, not pain, but shit. This is it's depressing. It'll make you depressed, you know? So how do you know when to get up and go? When to get up and move the fuck around and be like, nah, I gotta do what makes me happy. Or maybe I just need a break for myself. Because I've seen people just go through relationships and they're just going through the motions. Like, they're comfortable. You're comfortable, so you stand with this motherfucker. You know you can do better, but you stay with this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You know you can't be treated. You could be treated better, but you stay with them. And, you know, that's... I mean, I hate to say it, but that's a part of human nature. We get so accustomed to one thing, so we don't want to move. We'll try to make ourselves deal with it, like, at the expense of ourselves. We'll make ourselves deal with fucked up situation at the expense of ourselves. We're the one that come out, like, most... Like, sometimes, you know, we'll take a hit or we'll take a mental hit and we know this shit not right, but we'll just keep on going with the motion. because you're comfortable. You're in your comfort zone. And you know you done deal with a motherfucker for years. You comfortable as fuck. So you don't want to do nothing different. And you know, I understand that. I've done that before too. But that's just my message for today. Like, you know, don't just stay in a relationship just to say, okay, motherfucker, I'm in a relationship. So what? You know? Sometimes we think we need people to add to us, to make us complete. But sometimes, like, if you really want to complete yourself, you have to complete yourself. You know, you have to be by yourself, read books, pull from spiritual, from the spiritual realm or whatever. However, whatever you believe in, that's cool. Long as it adds to you, long as it grows to you, grows you, you know, I don't have a problem with that. But stop making, don't let society make you feel like you're not complete unless you're in a relationship. Because I know a lot of motherfuckers do shit like that. Be on person. Have your own beliefs. Do what makes you happy. And that sounds cliche as fuck, but you really have to do what makes you happy. Like, whatever feels, don't think about it. Whatever feels good to your body, that's what makes you happy. You have to do that. So that's just one of those things. If you're in a fucked up relationship, just think about why you're there. You know, could you do better? Or, you know, just give it some thought. And I'm just checking in. And I might record something else after this, man. I think I have a lot of content. Like, for real, y'all ain't fucking with me. But y'all have a good one. Thank you for listening. Welcome to Sophisticated Ignorance, you guys. Coming back to you with some more content. I just wanted to give like a quick little review over Black's album that came out like over the weekend. I'm forgetting what date. I don't know the date. I'm not really an R&B person. Like, I'm a female. You know, that might be gender, like, bias, what I'm saying. But I'm a female, but I don't like R&B that much. Like, the only time, that's why I'm so thankful for Apple Music. The only time I like R&B is when I can just read the lyrics. Like, I can read along with the song. And then I understand, because you can't hear, it's not as clear, like, because they have so many and fucking alto and soprano shit, and it's leveling up and down, and then don't forget about the fucking drums and pianos and fucking African drums behind it. It's like, it's a lot going on. But I listened to the Black album, and because I could read the lyrics, I liked it. I really liked it. I liked that. I really started fucking with this motherfucker. So after I watched him and Joe Budden's interview, and I'm like, oh, this nigga's sick. This nigga's sick. Because I like his whole vibe. It's different for me. I'm like, I'm quiet, but I'm like fucking eccentric. This motherfucker just cool. He ain't number 25. Like, he chill. And I'm like, okay, I fuck with this nigga. Whole demeanor. Let me go back. I was going to listen to his first album. I was like, nah. My homegirl, Kwani, should shout out that motherfucker. This fucking retarded motherfucker. She was like, yo, you need to listen to the first album. I'm like, all right, cool, bet. But I never did, because I'm a lying motherfucker, and I'm just not going to do it. I'm just going to stay in the moment. So when the new album came out, I was like, all right, let me listen to it. I really liked it. I took my time and, like, tried to digest it. I don't remember any of the lyrics or whatever, but I remember the feeling of like being in a moment and like really enjoying that. It was something different, because it's like this, he knew the feelings he was feeling, and the way he internalized, and I'm saying internalized because he kept saying this shit on the damn on his interview. But I really liked it, you know. From, I guess he was talking about like from, I guess, the baby mom and his new girlfriend and the baby. Nah, I really didn't get that from that, but that's what the fuck he said in the interview, and I just figured not to sound retarded, so I just mix it all in. But he's I really like that. But I never talked to you guys about my music selection. So as far as I really love rap. I like bars. I want to hear bars. Bars is like, all of this shit is like poetry. But I love bars. I love for you to just be able to come. And not just not freestyling shit, but just making rap songs. It's dope as hell. So I'm going to give you top five. I'm not even going to think about it. I'm going to give you my top five rappers. This is off the top of my head. This isn't specific. Goddamn, get it right. Specific order. At first, right now, how I'm feeling, Big Sean. I love Big Sean. We got Big Sean. We got T.I. God damn it. So you know a bitch getting old. I can't remember shit. Big Sean, T.I. What the fuck else? Who am I listening to right now? Dreezy. I love Dreezy. If you guys ever, she hasn't released nothing lately. Dreezy. Fuck with Dreezy. I'm still listening to Cardi B's album. I got a lot of females in my top fucking five. We got Tokyo Jazz. And I only fuck with Tokyo Jazz. She's a good rapper, but she's signed to T.I. No, I might give y'all a top 10 because I got a lot of fucking females in mind. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I like to fucking play the even out. So I got that five. Who else do I fucking listen to? I'm such a fucking cunt. I said Big Sean. I listen to Big Sean a lot. So I'm going to go with The Game because I fuck with The Game. And I know a lot of y'all don't fuck with The Game no more. Fuck with The Game. Who else? Ah, I'm such a fucking asshole. Who the fuck else I'll be fucking with? Oh, Lord. I gave you six. That's it for right now. But if I'm talking R&B, those are my top. I lean towards R&B. I'm not too much of a. I lean towards rap. I'm not an R&B person. But if I had to listen to R&B, it'll be a female group back in the day or male group back in the day. Escape, New Edition, Boyz II Men, SWV. This, you know, all the fucking regular shit. But that's what I like. I really fell in love with, the first time I ever knew I was like really into rap, I was staying in Atlanta. I was like in 10th grade. And T.I. just dropped Trap Music. And I never forget. Because motherfucking mama, I don't know if she ain't had the money or what. The motherfucker wouldn't take me to get the real CD. So when we went to the fucking market or whatever, you know, Atlanta, they popping with the market. So everything inside Atlanta, fucking markets. So I went down there and I got it. And you know, they write on it with a black marker. I had my CD player. I listened to that shit front to back and I played it every fucking day. I was in love with it. And I just kind of fell in love with him. But after him, it's definitely Big Sean. I really love Big Sean. But I'm just kind of, that was my way of feeling you guys in on the shit that I listen to. And how I fell in love with music. Like, this shit is really sounding like Brown Sugar. When the motherfucker was asking when she fell in love with hip-hop. Like, I'm sounding real fucking lame. But anyway, you guys enjoy your day. It's been good. I'm about to try to get some rest. And I love y'all. I'm out.